Thank you, Mr. President, Excellency Ambassador, Mr. Chamal Musharak, apologies. Excellencies, distinguished delegates, it is a honor for me to address the session today at the adoption of our national report representing the delegation of Vanuatu. On behalf of Vanuatu, we extend our deepest gratitude to the United Nations Office of the High Commissioner of Human Rights through the UPR Working Group Secretariat for the invaluable efforts throughout the fourth cycle of the Universal Periodic Review. We also extend our sincere gratitude to Ms. Aberna Kuriu from the Secretariat, who tirelessly assisted us and the unseen staff of the UN who helped us immensely. On behalf of the Vanuatu government, we extend our gratitude to the Troika members who had diligently worked to ensure the eventual culmination of the report for its adoption in today's session. The Troika members, Ignas Balza, representing Lithuania, Mr. Omar Sharif Hamad Eisa, representing Sudan, and Mr. Khalifa Alma Rui, representing the UAE. Thank you, Thomas. You all represent a fine global family and a testament to your permanent missions here in Geneva. We acknowledge and appreciate the constructive dialogue from all UN members who participated in Vanuatu's fourth cycle review process and those who provided advanced recommendations in this constructive process. We thank you all. As Vanuatu is transitioning and its human rights agenda is evolving, the recommendations will be studied in more detail in Port Vila and will revert to UN members of our decisions on them before 30th of July 2024. At this juncture, Vanuatu wishes to acknowledge the importance of the UPR Trust Fund for participation in the UPR process, and which supported Vanuatu by facilitating the representation of one member of our delegation. The targeted approach to supporting small islands are critical, and I know the results from this support will see the intensifying of human rights work and initiatives in Vanuatu in the years ahead. Please continue to support this fund. Je vous remercie. Today, Vanuatu calls on our partners and international community to please continue support to Vanuatu in the human rights front. The Vanuatu government is committed to ensuring human rights for all its citizens and will make all necessary efforts that contribute to the advancement of human rights in Vanuatu. We reiterate our unwavering commitment to upholding and safeguarding the human rights, recognizing them as fundamental to the well-being and dignity of our people. But as we do, Vanuatu must speak of what we consider two of the global human rights challenges of today and the future. First, Vanuatu says to the world that we must consider the biggest challenge of our time, which is the climate change and its associated negative effects and its impact to our small island delving states such as Vanuatu. Secondly, the universality of the concept of human rights and the moral foundation of human rights must remain, since human rights itself is not always known as going beyond the limits of ordinary experiences. That is our challenge also. Finally, Mr. President, on behalf of Honorable John Amos Fassa, who presented the report last week, I wish to thank the Port Vila-based team who are here today at the Palais des Nations, as well as the staff of the Permanent Mission of Vanuatu, who ably supported the Honorable Minister. I thank you, Mr. President.